This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. The final rites for former Arunachal Home Minister Takar Marde were held today, during which a ceremonial guard of honor was presented as a final salute to his contributions to the state. Arunachal observed a day of state mourning to honor the former minister. The national flag was flown at half-mast throughout the state and at all state government establishments located outside the state. During this period, all official entertainment programs and celebratory government functions remained suspended. As a specific mark of respect for the late leader in his home region, the state government authorized the closure of all government offices, educational institutions and private business establishments across Upper Subansiri district. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh K.T. Parnaik participated in the seminar India's Eastern Horizons, a New National Security Reality. It was organized at the prestigious Defence Service Staff College, Wellington today. The governor, who had 41 years earlier attended the staff college course as a major, delivered the keynote address on the topic Arunachal Pradesh and the emerging Northeastern security paradigm. The governor highlighted the remarkable transition and accelerated development of Arunachal Pradesh over the past decade, noting that the state has emerged as a vital pivot of India's Act East policy and the collective vision of Viksit Bharat. The governor also highlighted the unstable situation in neighboring countries Myanmar and Bangladesh do not bode well for the Northeast region. He said they are impacting India in an adversarial manner which needs to be addressed through diplomatic, political and economic efforts. The 25th Bharat Rang Mahotsav International Theatre Festival of India 2026 began today in Itanagar. Arunachal government's Department of Art and Culture, in collaboration with Delhi's National School of Drama, is hosting the Mahotsav. This Silver Jubilee edition features five major plays, including a special showcase of three indigenous plays. The festival began with a grand inaugural performance of Money, Money, Money Brighter Than Sun, Sunshine, Sweeter Than Honey at the DK Hall, Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly. The festival will shift to the DK Convention Center, Itanagar from 31st January, featuring the play Sakal Jani Hai Nath, followed by the timeless classic Tashir Desh on February 1st. The festival will reach its grand finale on February 2nd with the play Kamrupa. Play starts at 5 p.m. The Arunachal Pradesh Holongi Doling Donyi Polo Airport of Itanagar won the award for the best airport of Airports Authority of India under Regional Connectivity Scheme Udan. The award was presented at the Wings India 2026 ceremony. In a significant step towards addressing substance abuse through rehabilitation and livelihood support, 38 Pasighat MLA Tapidarang launched Project Arohit at the conference hall of the DC office. Project Arohit is a collaborative effort of the East Siang District Administration, Department of Skill Development and the Department of Industries, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, conceptualized by DC Sonalika Jeevani. The initiative focuses on providing industry-linked training, skill development, skill enhancement and support for entrepreneurial aspirations of recovering youth. The modular operation theater was formally inaugurated at the maternal and child health wing of District Hospital Namsai. It was inaugurated by DC Namsai CR Khampa in the presence of CGM PA Oil India Limited, Tulia Jan, Diganta Kumar Bora. The facility has been established with the objective of strengthening healthcare infrastructure and enhancing surgical and maternal healthcare services in the district. This project is a CSR initiative of Oil India Limited Duliajan and executed by the RWD Namsai as the executing agency. The district administration of Upper Siang conducted the fourth Seva Aapke Dwar 2.0 at Jaing village. The camp benefited residents of four villages, Sili, Padu, Jaing and Jeru. The district administration Upper Siang has been consistently organizing the Seva Aapke Dwar 2.0 outreach program across the district. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.